things.
What
Thank
a
you.
Crazy weather week this has been.
Yeah, you mean in terms of the flooding, the flash flooding?
Oh, goodness, yes. Folks, very unfortunately, in places like the burn scars that we've talked a lot about all week long. And, you know, this has been an interesting, a phenomenally interesting weather week. You and I have had a couple of really enlightening chats, especially for me.
Sure.
Talking about just how complex it is, especially when we're dealing with 28 microclimates in this region.
Right.
And the fact that we're kind of backwards around here. Our weird weather fronts tend to come from the east, not the west.
Right.
We got this big wall over here called Pikes Peak.
And the mountains.
It changes things, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's. I think one of my biggest struggles, I think, is conveying severe weather. Because everyone has a definition of what they think severe weather is. In meteorology, we have a criteria for what severe weather is. When it includes damaging hail or tornadoes, we wouldn't really call flash flooding severe. We call it inclement weather. But a lot of times around here, I've noticed that if, you know, especially around the newsroom, if I say, you know, we're just not expecting much today, maybe localized flooding, general thunderstorms. And then if we get pea-sized hail, I have people in the newsroom that are like, well, you didn't tell us it was going to hail today. And I'm like, it's Colorado. Pea-sized hail is a normal day. When we get, you know, golf ball or quarter-sized hail, then you can come to me and say, this was not, we were not prepared for this. But we have to understand, you know, we have so many lifting mechanisms with the mountains. We're closer to the freezing layer. Hail is very prevalent this time of year, especially with that monsoon flow. What we really have to hammer home is the threats and the impacts and be very verbal about those things. And I think living in such a complex part of the state, I think communicating that is a challenge. And a challenge, you know, I still feel like, you know, has to be perfected even by myself. So.
Oh, of course. And you're right. Challenging is a great word to describe that. In particular, earlier this week, I recall a couple of back-to-back weather alerts from the National Weather Service.
Right.
And those affected in the Teller County area up in Divide and Florissant and Woodland Park, especially. There was some flash flooding up there. It was a very small storm. It didn't stay around for very long, but the alert came twice. It was extended once. And down here, we're trying to work out how do you do that in a general sense that sort of covers all the bases if you're Mary Matthews or Sam or the rest of the
day,
crew.
That day I came on the radio and I said, storms are going to favor the local mountain cities.
Yeah.
The primary threat will be flash flooding. If I had 2 or 3 minutes to say, well, here's your other threats, we could see some hail, I would say those kinds of things. But, you know, I think the people in Woodland Park and some of the cities, local mountain cities, know that pea-sized hail is something we're going to get.
Sure.
That's a normal day here. But that day, what unfolded was flash flooding.
Mm-hmm.
And it did, you know, we had an aerial flood advisory for Taylor County. And then we had the flash flood warning for the Highway 165 and Highway 96 area where that Junkins burn scar was. So that did unfold. But yeah, you'll hear those alerts go off sometimes because the National Weather Service is trying to be proactive. If they think a hail core is going to spike and it could dump maybe closer to quarter-sized hail, they will issue a severe thunderstorm warning, and they did that day, and that was the only one we had. And that will happen from time to time, where we'll have a rogue warning or two. But, you know, what we really want to hammer home are the days where it's going to affect everyone widespread and really kind of talk about those threats.
And we had a couple of those days this week. If I remember, I think it was Wednesday and Thursday were kind of widespread sort of threat days.
Not really. I mean, we had Thursday was a widespread rain day, but we didn't have any severe thunderstorm warnings.
Right.
Just flash flooding. So it hasn't really been too active of a week. It's just been active with the monsoon flow. What I like to call sometimes just those big boomers in the afternoon that they're, you know, a lot. I always get this backwards. Their bark is a lot more atrocious than the bite. So it's kind of one of those days, one of those weeks, if you will. But the flash flooding threat certainly was the primary concern this week.
Yeah. So we're going to do something, Mary. I want to tease something up.
Let's do it.
Because you and I are going to have a regular visit every Wednesday at 5:35.
Right.
We're going to talk about what was and what's to come.
I would love that.
And you will become the soothsayer.
Okay. I'm excited. No, I think our weather chats are always great, especially to talk off the record. You know, they only give us 2.5-3 minutes to cover 28 microclimates and a third of the state. So it's hard to really talk about the complexities in the systems and stuff.
I think this will be a wonderful opportunity to educate a little bit and, help with expectations a little bit. And hopefully that will help a lot of people. That's always the idea, is to help our listeners make sure that they're safe, make sure Absolutely. They know what to expect, make sure they know what's coming.
Right. I'm excited for it. I look forward to it.
As am I, and our nickname for it is going to be Weather Wednesdays.
So. I love it.
as
You're
do
so
I.
Creative, Ted. Love it.
It's a treat to have you here, as always.
Thank you.
Mary Matthews, KRDO's News Channel 13's chief meteorologist. Always enjoy your visits.
Thank you, Ted. Appreciate it.